I'm so glad I went across the street. Guys, we went across the street, and it's a beautiful restaurant. But I
Red O. Shout out to Red O.
I had never eaten at Red O before, which is across the street from the Melrose Improv where we filmed this. And I had never eaten there, and I ordered beans and rice with an iced tea and chips and salsa, and it was $46.
Jesus. Well,
did it
was fucking $46.
Now, and I said, did the maitre d' give you a little, how's your father on the way out? By how's your father, I mean.
A reach around?
No. Did he call your father and ask, how's he doing, while he was giving you a hand job?
Listen, if my dad had known I spent $46, I'm.
Disowned you.
I will tell you.
That's a lot of money for beans and rice.
I would not have spent the money if I had known the beans and rice were going to be. So I asked him, I go, why is this $46 again? And he goes, well, you got a guacamole. I go, okay. That's how much
the guac is good. It's not $46 good. Tostitos could come out with a guacamole that I just don't think anything that has already been established as like not an expensive food and then all of a sudden to become expensive. It's like,
yes.
Like if Pop-Tarts all of a sudden were like $50 a pop.
Yeah, that they would have like, to have weed in them.
Yes. But even then you're like, I can get the ingredients and make it myself for way less than that.
Mexican food should never be $50. That's
I think,
it.
I think that's what we're getting to.
That's why I go there. It's good and it's cheap.
It's cheap and it's easy.
But I wanted to show you guys this.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows, you guys know that I enjoy my weed.
You love your weed, but I love my weed, but I also, like, you love your edibles.
Yes.
Because I think, as I've mentioned before, last time I was on an edible, I was at Disneyland, and I had a freak out, and I asked Winnie the Pooh to call me a cab to Cedar Sinai, the medical hospital in Los Angeles, because I thought my heart was going to pop out of my chest, cartoon style.
You know, the problem with that is that Winnie the Pooh, no fingers.
Right.
So he can't really dial a phone for you. Because he's just got one big finger. He can't really press the buttons.
I love that that's your biggest concern with that whole thing. Not the fact that I asked
Winnie the Pooh?
A fictional character for help. Well, I was struggling, and I felt very
and at the time,
scared.
When you're that high and he's life-size, he's not really fictional, is he? He's real. I want to show everybody this, but I did buy these.
Yeah.
These are called Weedos. So not Cheetos, Weedos. Should I bring them closer to the camera?
Okay, you're going to have to talk because I'm away from the Weedos. Amazing. So I'll take a picture of that and post it on Instagram.
And you had these,
No, I've never had Weedos before, but I'm going to. I'm pretty excited. You know, I told you I'm going to. Oh, our bet from last week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be taking BP because I'm getting in too late.
Jesus.
Okay. So I'll have to come up with another bet. But here's what I've decided with our bets. Whoever loses... Here's what I think. I think we should be like, because you and I have stumbled into that we like a lot of similar things. We enjoy karaoke.
Yep.
Well, you know, if whoever loses, the other person should be able to choose the bet. So just know my bet when you lose a bet to me
will be karaoke based.
Karaoke, I'm picking the song.
I think that should be the bet for both ways.
And here's what I also like, and I think every bet that is lost is filmed on Facebook Live.
Great.
You on board for that?
I think the first round of betting is because we're doing a 4 out of 7, right?
I think you're up. Is he up 2-1 or 3-1?
I'm
you
up
know?
3-1.
3-1. Yeah. So this next week, I could be doing karaoke.
Yeah, to the song of my choice.
Boy.
I love that. And I think vice versa. If I lose, for this round of, for this series, the bet is karaoke song choice.
Perfect.
Great.
Now, I know you want to talk because you are a Seattle guy and you were not too upset that Kevin Durant ended up going to the Warriors.
No, I think...
Explain.
Well, I think that Kevin Durant, first of all, I am so happy that the Oklahoma City Thunder are falling apart. Yeah, that's right. And look, as I mentioned before, my grandparents used to live in Oklahoma. My mom is from there. That doesn't mean that I want their city to crumble. I want them, the people who... And look, they didn't do anything. They didn't take the team.
Yes.
It wasn't the people of Oklahoma City.
It was that
but,
dude.
I'm sorry, but you supported it.
Yeah.
I didn't see you guys standing up going.
Well, what do you mean? Do you think they're supposed to?
What's the right thing to do?
The right thing to do is to take.
Is to come together and go, no, we don't want to do this to the people of Seattle. They're a good people. They've given us a lot of stuff. They've given us Soundgarden. They've given us the Eddie Bauer.
Out of curiosity, if the people of Seattle were so good, they would have gone to the fucking Sonic games, and he wouldn't have left.
How dare you?
I'm saying, like, I understand that it would have been nice to stay in Seattle, but they weren't being supported that well.
No.
How can you have Detlef Schrempf and not be there every night with Detlef Schrempf?
First of all, we want him on the podcast at some point, so stop pronouncing his name wrong.
That's not wrong. That's just a couple extra Fs.
You're right. I'm going to read what I posted.
Okay, hold on. Yeah? Hold on. Can I play? I'm going to do some music in the background.
Okay. Or you got some? What kind of music are you going to play?
I'm going to go. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, sorry, Clay Bennett. Bum, but that's what you get when you publicly lie about. That's distracting.
Is it?
It's also going to get me emotional.
Are you saying
you're real hot on the mic.
I'll stay back.
Yeah, you got to pull back.
Okay. Bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Isn't that the graduation song?
Yeah, but I thought I'd. What do you want? A different one?
I mean, I was even like
it's getting hot in here,
or even like some Schindler's List violins would be like more appropriate.
I don't have this.
This should be something uplifting, not sad.
Yeah, the graduation. This is you. You're triumphant.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, all right.
I get your choice.
Can
now.
We go again?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any critiques? Any more critiques from my music choice?
Take it in.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wait. Take it in? That's what you said to me?
Take it in.
Really?
Like taking the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because take it in sounds like something you would say to somebody right before they were about to take it in.
Yikes.
Yeah. Take it in. That's why.
I guess that only has one
take it
real
in?
Meaning. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody whispered take it in your ear, how would you feel about that?
Jesus.
Take it in.
Ryan's like,
what?
Again?
Okay, ready? This is... Tell everybody what it is, and we'll get the music going.
All right.
Your letter.
So Durant, obviously, to the Warriors.
Yes.
Great news for me, because I saw Durant drafted as a Seattle Supersonic, in which I thought was going to be the turn of a franchise.
Yep.
And a city
revitalized,
and was for a season.
By the way, this broccoli that I ordered smells like a Campbell's asshole. Okay, ready?
By the way, Clay Bennett is the man who bought the Seattle Supersonics from Howard Schultz, the Starbucks guy, and said his intent. This is a parenthesis. Clay Bennett. Just people know who Clay Bennett is. All right, here we go.
Okay. Now start the music again. Yeah. This has been a false.
No,
okay, ready?
Sorry, Clay Bennett, about Kevin Durant. But that's what you get when you publicly lie about your intentions with a team in that team city and then try to play it off like you tried to help. You get a lot of excitement for the Midwest. You get 5 division titles, 1 conference championship, and 1 finals appearance, and a lot of free t-shirts for your fans that they can now use to wipe up their tears / cum. And now, just like the city of Seattle was, you and your fans are heartbroken because the guy we picked to turn our franchise around is now leaving yours. I bet you're bummed. I bet it sucks. I bet you're scrambling and tossing around ideas like, how can we fix this? And what do we do now? I bet you don't even remember what you did to the city of Seattle and how hard you lied in our faces. You're a grown adult man and you pulled off one of the biggest scams in the history of sports. You and Dr. Evil, David Stern, by your side. You were crafty, like a Detlef Schrempf turnaround jumper, a Sam Perkins 3, or a Sean Kemp baseline spin move. As a Seattle sports fan, nothing compares to losing an entire franchise you grew up watching every night and pouring endless amounts of emotion and support into just because you loved it. The Seattle Supersonics connected everyone in our city in a place where clouds fill the sky more often than not. There was so much sunshine in Key Arena, and we'll never forget that. Just like Oklahoma City, and your fans will never forget this. You're a douchebag, Clay Bennett, and I hope you stub your toe today. Hashtag RIP Sonics.
Yeah. Damn, that was some... So you... Okay.
That came from a very
deep,
honest,
emotional,
deep,
yeah.
Well, it was just... You know what it was? I went to Facebook as soon as I read it. It was like, you couldn't have gotten a more honest response from me in that moment of just... But also, I held back trying to... You know, my line about them using the t-shirts to wipe up cum and tears?
Yeah.
You know, I try to not be.
When you jerk off and you come and cry at the same time, you know what that's called, right?
What?
That's the double puddle.
Jesus.
So if you do the double puddle, that's a great move.
I enjoy, but also I'm disgusted by
your
wealth of knowledge of sexual terminology.
Well, I may have spent a couple of minutes on Urban Dictionary.
Brian, we getting some.
How do you feel? And he can read us, but how do you feel outside of that? And how much you love...
Okay, so separate... All right. So,
how much... Do you feel like... how do you feel about Durant now as opposed to a week ago?
Well, what sucks is that, like, even when he was on Oklahoma... Like, because he was a Sonic for a year, I I fell in love with him.
Yeah.
For a year. That was enough. Also, because there was no sign of them leaving. It was like, oh, here we go. And he was dope. And it was like a superstar. And it was like putting us back on the map
yeah.
for being so
yeah.
talented. And so I still, even though he was in Oklahoma City, I still rooted for him.
But
I still didn't want him to bring them any sort of joy.
But how do you feel about him leaving to go to Oklahoma, to go to Golden State?
I think Stephen A. Smith has called it the weakest move.
Is that a bunch of people saying hello? Yeah.
Just hello? Anything, yeah. any sort of...
The Facebook Live people, you can always ask us questions and we will try to get to you.
Anybody commenting on my Seattle soliloquy?
Great word, the Seattle soliloquy.
That's a sports team that they did not.
Yeah, that's vote. Like a lacrosse team.
Yeah. The soliloquies.
By the way, okay, don't let me forget. Remind me about the conversation I had with a gamer. Okay.
I'll put a pin in that.
Okay, so you.
So I think him going, Stephen A. Smith said, he is a weak man. Him going to the Golden State Warriors, there's no doubt about it. He has joined as a franchise that is already, they were up 3-1, and now you are going to join the enemy. I think it is despicable and the weakest move of all time. The only way it could have been a weaker move is for Kevin Durant to remove his bones and put them on the table of Sam Presti's office and say, also take my bones because I am a weak, weak man.
It is an atrocity. That has been perpetrated, and when he says perpetrated, there's spit.
A lot of spit.
It is an atrocity that has been perpetrated upon the world of the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith real fired up. I think Durant, I get it. He is almost 9 years into the league. He wants to win, man. He sees LeBron winning. He sees D. Wade winning. He sees Mark Madsen winning fucking six, seven years ago. Robert, he goes, I need to start. He goes, it's not happening in Oklahoma. We got close.
But.
And we had the pieces.
Couldn't it this year?
Oh, yeah. They lost Serge Ibaka because Serge Ibaka goes, I can't be on a team where I'm not getting the ball more.
But I'd like the team more with Oladipo and Little and Young Sabonis.
Look, I think it is crazy that he very much, he could have stayed, man. They were a quarter away from winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my take on it. First of all, and I went on Twitter yesterday, and this isn't bashing the dude, but I'll tell you something. To me, to be an all-time great, you have to want to take your team, right? And you have to be the man. You can't go to somebody else's team.
After you've already been on a team. Do you think he would be getting less scrutinized had he left after like 2 years?
I think he'd be less scrutinized if he had gone to any other team. If he had gone to the Heat, any other team.
Boston, because then they're starting off. That's a new squad that's trying to come up together.
Can you imagine, name any of the 10 greatest players you think of all time. Can you imagine them going to somebody else's team? Now, I know people were like, well, LeBron did it. No,
also,
because
Gary Payton and Karl Malone did it to go to the Lakers. But
yes,
then they didn't win. But they got swept.
But they were that was Shaq's. But they went a place where they were also past their prime.
Yeah.
They were both past their prime.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
They were not. And LeBron, when LeBron goes to Miami, he goes knowing I'm the best player on that team. This is now my team.
Well, I mean, I watched this documentary where Wade, after the first year, pulled back and goes, dude, this is your team.
Yeah.
I know it's my city and I won one here first. And I kind of, it's D. Wade holds the top seat, but like, dude, this team's going to win and lose through you.
He's a better player.
That was when they shifted and got went on a run. So Durant going into Golden State, does Steph Curry go, yo, man, this is your team now?
No, to Steph Curry?
Because it's got to be somebody's team, right?
It's Curry's team. It's Curry's. There's no doubt it's Curry's team. What gets
Durant
me, though.
Durant can step back, I think, and be like, yo, I'll drop 2025.
That's his M.O.
Quietly. Also, Durant plays into that system so well. Run and gun.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And you know what? I think he'll be better not having to be the man. If you look at OKC, there were times when Westbrook took over and Durant let him. Can you imagine Michael Jordan letting somebody else take over in the fourth quarter?
No.
No, because he wanted to be the man. Okay, so here's my thing. With all that being said, that's all clearly my opinion. And by the way, that's not a negative on him. It's not a negative at all to go and want to win and be able to pull back.
Okay, so you support that.
What I support is the fact that I can't believe people get so fucking mad. Guys, there's no loyalty in sports. I don't know why you expect these guys to be loyal.
Because some guys are.
No,
and they've set a precedent for...
Who? Tell me who. Dwayne Wade.
Yikes, you know what? I'm going to think some of the greatest athletes, and they've all gone somewhere else. Ready?
Okay.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, he went somewhere else.
Brett Favre.
Went somewhere else.
Wayne Gretzky.
Went somewhere else.
Serena Williams.
Yeah, she plays in France. Michael Jordan.
Jordan. Wow, the best of the best.
Okay. So don't expect loyalty.
He played for the Toons in Space Jam.
Yeah, exactly. But nobody he was really good, coming. And nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, so I think based on that, people should not be surprised. And I don't think people are surprised. I think what they are, I think the argument is
burning the jersey shit, and that guy, fuck that guy. Guys,
it's also that he's going to a team that has already won. So I think that's the main argument for Stephen A. Smith and for most people is that like, oh, you...
Now it's none of your fucking business what he does with his job and his career.
People are assuming they're going to, you know, they're the team to beat now. I mean, you see like Draymond, Curry, Thompson, Durant in one lineup and you're like, there's no way Cleveland's stopping that.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor, what's his name? Pachulia?
Yeah. There's no way Cleveland's stopping that.
Nobody's stopping that.
Right? Because unless Cleveland needs to add another piece.
Nobody's stopping that.
But also Cleveland took care of business, so maybe.
But my point is, guys, look, we love sports. You love sports. But you can't expect them to love you as much as you love them.
Oh, they don't.
Fucking relax.
They don't. They don't even know we exist.
No, they don't give a shit. And Kevin Durant owes you nothing. LeBron James owes you nothing. Dwayne Wade owes you fucking nothing. They're doing their job.
I did ask for a Gabriel Union signed poster six years ago.
Did you get it?
And he still has not sent it. So
which poster are you looking for?
Gabriel Union from the movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah. Now, I asked.
Only because I was in that.
You were in that?
I was a freshman in high school. And they shot it at Stadium High School in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah.
And I actually auditioned for the movie. It was my first ever audition. I didn't get it. But they called and go, do you want to be an extra in the movie? And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I was in the prom scene. And after every take, I remember having a weird conversation with Heath Ledger and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I was like, I think one of Joseph Gordon-Levitt and said something about like Third Rock from the Sun was an underrated show. And he was like, it actually is like the top show on NBC. And I was like, in my head, I was like, fuck you, dude. But out loud, I was like, oh, shit, my bad. Yeah, you're the man. And then you walked away.
Yeah, I changed that.
And with Heath Ledger, I just was like,
you're going to die soon.
Yikes, dude. God, I can't even laugh
just
at that.
Just so you know.
He did seem hopped up, man, on lots of coffee.
The first coffee.
But he's so damn charming and attractive that you're like, dude, do whatever you want. But I would go and look at the director's... little video village after each take and find myself. And then I would do crazy arm motions. And I got about 4 straight camera shots.
Did you really?
Yeah, so I went to the movie with my buddies in high school. And
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah. When I do Conan for Mad TV, I'm going to hopefully bring that up. And
cause you should have the clips.
Shots. Yeah.
You should be like, you know, this Mad TV wasn't actually my first big break. My big break is right here. Now, the first thing that I was ever an extra on was a show called Life Goes On with a guy
with Corky.
Yes. So Corky was...
That was a groundbreaking show. That was like...
Yes, and he actually had Down syndrome. Now, and I did it with my cousin, Scott Wolf. So he and I were both doing extra stuff at the time. This is before Party 5.
Wait, Scott Wolf is your cousin?
Yeah. So he and I...
All right, don't just casually act like I wasn't a big Party of Five fan.
Were you? Are you a big fan of...
Your cousin is a shit, first of all.
They're more tiny, and I tease him about this. I'm like, there are more tiny little poodles named Bailey than you should be proud. That's not a good thing. You should name him Bailey.
Yeah, that's
still smelling cute.
Boy, did he hook up with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, she was like 12 at the time.
Okay.
But she was... Wow. I remember going to...
What a great show. That was a great...
Matthew Fox, Neve Campbell, Lacey.
Neve Campbell.
Oh, she was the one. I used to just go to the set and be like, oh, just look at
me.
She
was old enough during that show. Yeah, right? She was like 17, 18.
Neve?
Yeah.
Neve was, it's like a couple 20, years. Yeah, 20, she was definitely old enough. But so Scott and I are on Life Goes On. We're the extra, right?
Yeah.
And this is the first time we'd ever been on a set. And so the scene is they're in a high school and they're asking Corky to walk down half of a hallway, then walk down a whole hallway, then walk down another half a hallway, all one shot.
Yikes.
So he gets maybe down half a hallway and just keeps messing up his line, keeps messing up his line, keeps messing up his line. And to me, there's no mystery why he's messing up his line.
Yeah.
I couldn't do a long shot like that.
Yeah.
The dude had probably 6 lines in that long shot. So, and he kept getting stumbled around 2 or 3. And so we're sitting there and the AD walks by and she's on her little headset. And for the AD is assistant director.
Yeah.
And you can hear her in her headset go, I mean, what is wrong with him? And I was like, he's got Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's wrong with him.
That's what's wrong with him.
He can't tie his shoes. You're asking him to do 10 minutes straight of like
walk and talk.
Yeah, a walk and talk? Are you
That's tough.
Kidding me? But
he was a star on that show.
He was the star.
But they probably, you know, they gave him the appropriate amount of dialogue. He never had like a whole scene
except,
to himself.
Well, they cut
he would come in and be like, "And that's the way the cookie crumbles," or something. Yeah. And then he would like
walk out.
Yeah. He had always something real positive to say. I remember that.
Yes. He would, "You can do it.
You can do it."
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, he was really. My cousin Scott, I remember that was the when we were on that set and he and I were standing next to each other and the director goes, "Hey." And he gives his finger for us to come here. And we start to walk closer and he looks at me and goes, "Not you, you." To my cousin, we did extra stuff for like 3 days, and every day people we'd be standing together, and someone would go, "Come here." "No, not you, you." It happened a bunch.
What would they do with him?
They were like, "Do you want to?" He would get auditions.
Featured extras. Oh,
he would get auditions. So we like, "Can you?" Oh, he was like a younger.
He's got that look, man.
Yeah, he's a good looking. He's got dimples. He hasn't aged a fucking bit.
Really?
No.
Is he a big sports guy?
Huge sports guy. He's like a. He'll come on.
Great.
He's a bit. He's a, like a Giants Yankees.
Well, he signed my Gabriel Union
with his
poster.
Dick.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna have to respectfully decline.
Are you sure?
I'm not looking for any dick signatures.
Dick.
By the way, dick signature.
A dick signature. That.
No, but that is that a detective or is that like?
Dick signature sounds like somebody's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Sounds like a porn star that just net was like a couple. Cum shots away from hitting the big time. And they just, but they couldn't either, like the camera wasn't working or he had a great take and like somebody sneezed and made it not sexy.
I need to know where
the
you stand on this.
Dick signature.
Because I'm a generation older than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we done with Durant, by the way?
I don't.
We'll move on from that.
Wait, let me ask you. So yeah. you're okay with the super group? With the Beatles forming?
No, it's not good for the NBA. What would have been good for the NBA is him going to Boston because you get to revitalize a franchise. Boston's already going to be notches better, but you just no the super teams it should be illegal. It's but you know, also it sucks that like the NBA vetoed Chris Paul of the Lakers.
That was David Stern.
David Stern, I'm sorry.
Difference between David Stern and Adam Silver.
They're both terrible. So Stern vetoed that, and then they allow this. Like it's like what do you need to you know?
Well, because he would have vetoed this. I agree with you. Actually, look. If they want to all get together.
I like to see. It's fun to see that. That's why you like watching the All-Star game. But, like, that's why you like watching the All-Star game for the last 5 minutes. You know, nobody likes to see.
But look, if a band gets together and they're like, we're going to get Dave Grohl and we're going to put. You're like, fuck yeah, super group. So I
don't know, though.
It doesn't bother me so much because it's not my life. If I was those guys, would I want to go to a super team? I don't think so. I would want to beat the best. I heard Reggie Miller.
Legacy, though.
But that's the thing. I heard Reggie Miller talk about it. And Reggie Miller was like, you know, I guess it would have been easier for me to play with Jordan and stand behind the 3-point line. Fuck yes. But I wanted to beat him. I wanted to beat Patrick Ewing. And I heard him talk. He was like, that was just me. I wanted to beat them. I didn't want to play with them. I wanted to fucking beat them. Now, hindsight being what it is. You know, I bet these guys now are like, well, we don't want to be Ewing, Miller, Barkley,
no, dude,
Malone,
guys
Stockton, guys who just
close.
Didn't win the fucking ring.
It makes a difference.
Because they're judged by the ring. But would you rather have Barkley's career or Robert Horry's career?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, well, Barkley for sure.
Right.
And I think, but there's few players that can transition to the booth and are that charismatic.
No. I mean that playing career.
Six
rings or seven rings for Ori, six or seven, and zero for
Barkley.
Barkley,
one of the greatest 50. I mean, yeah, I think they all want to win, but like Barkley, people don't.
Would you rather have Scottie Pippen's career or Barkley's career? Because I would say arguably Barkley was a better player, but obviously Pippen
never win. Yeah, Pippen's for sure. But Barkley doesn't get scrutinized as much because he's such a great commentator.
Yes.
That people don't even care. They're like, you won. You know, it doesn't matter. He gets knocked here and there by players about his lack of rings.
Yeah.
But also, he's like, I don't care because, like, I'm making tons of money because I'm like the go-to guy for NBA chat.
Did we talk about this? Is he the only guy ever that got busted getting a blowjob from a prostitute and it didn't stick to him at all?
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Will you Google when he got busted with basically...
Google Barkley blowjob?
Yeah, no. And he admitted it and he was back at work... That's how Teflon he is.
Yeah.
Like, and it's amazing that dude gets busted with a hooker. He's got a wife. Everybody else, they never work again. Barkley was like, my bad.
That's how dope
and
he is.
And he's back. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Where you can be like, yeah, my bad. Because Warren Sapp will never work again.
Why?
Well, he got busted with a prostitute. He'll never work again in the NFL.
While he was playing or postseason?
Post. He was working for the NFL Network. He never got, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't do that.
But is
you gotta be aware of your like,
but why? But listen, man. Why does that really? First of all, I think prostitution should be legal. I don't think there's any doubt it should be legal. Yeah. We're talking about a victimless crime. Yeah. That's why
I guess people are doing it regardless, right?
For me, it's a victimless crime, right? Because you're talking about a grown person, man, generally, who's like, I would like to have sex with this person, and I'm going to pay that person because I don't have anybody else to have sex with me.
Yeah.
The woman, now, listen, they would have to figure out how, you know, you can't be kidnapped and forced and all that stuff. Yeah. But I think if you legalize it, there'd be less of that shit. The woman is a grown person. It's like, I would like to, this is where I'm going to have sex, and this is what I want to do. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Now, people are like, same with gambling. No, gambling ruins lives. Gambling, like, people who are addicted to gambling, they fuck up their life. But, I mean, what's a if you pay $100 for a blowjob, who cares? Whose business is that of yours? Right?
It's not our business.
what is the...
This is pretty funny. December 31st, 2008, following his arrest earlier today for drunk driving, Charles Barkley told Arizona cops that he had ran a stop sign because he was in a hurry to pick up a girl who had, quote, given him a blowjob 1 week earlier,
ooh,
which the former NBA star described as one of the best he had ever had in his life.
That's what he said to the cop when he pulled him over. That's how little he's nervous of any repercussions. He was like, yeah, sorry I blew a stop sign and that I'm drunk, but I need to get a blowjob from this woman. And they were like, good enough, Chuck.
That's how it worked?
No, he went to jail. I think he spent a little time in jail, right? I think he did spend a little time. But still
had no recollection of that. So
it didn't stick to him at all.
No, there's also so much crazy shit going on in the world. Like, I mean, the fact that people don't even still talk about the guy on bath salts eating somebody's face is beyond me. That guy should have been famous for 3 years minimum. He ate a fucking face, and we're just like, yeah, man, but Ruben Studdard came out with a new album the same week. I can't pay attention to everything. You know, there's just crazy after crazy happening, so Barkley blowjobs get tossed under the rug.
Barkley blowjobs, yes?
He did not go to jail. He received a citation for a misdemeanor and was released.
That's a misdemeanor.
Can you believe that? Now, okay, here's my question for you, right? This is what I really want to talk to you about, because you're a generation younger than me, so I want to know if I'm completely fucking whacked.
Yeah. I want to say this real quick, though. Durant, like, there was a whole thing about if he stayed one more year, he could get so much more money.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, he took less money to win. Yeah.
He took less money.
So that I dig.
That's the thing. Like, decide what you want. We want our athletes to care less about money and we want them to win.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he did.
Yeah.
We want him to be less selfish.
And also, what he did. He probably doesn't give two shits that Stephen A. Smith thinks it's a weak move.
He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. None of those guys give a shit about Stephen A. Smith is a fucking caricature of himself.
He's choosing
man.
To be more upset than he is.
Yeah, dude. That's the way he gets paid. He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. Help me with this.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to a guy. You consider gamers athletes? They consider themselves athletes, is what I found out.
No. Oh, you're controlling a fake athlete. Nothing about you is getting tired or sweaty.
But okay, and he said to me,
that's how I think you're an athlete. If you're doing some sort of activity that
he said,
is producing sweat and is
is anything
tiresome.
In the Olympics considered because chess is being proposed to be a sport.
Well, that's absurd.
I agree with you. And he was like, it's an athlete. I go, are card players athletes?
No.
No.
They're card players.
And you know what he said to me? He goes, are golfers athletes? I go, fuck yeah. Have you ever tried to hit a golf ball?
There's physical activity.
And hand-eye coordination.
Hand-eye coordination. And
but these guys, he was like, there's a show on ESPN. Well, this is spelling bees on ESPN. They're not athletes. Yeah. What's your definition of an athlete? Tell me how would you define? Because
so what I just said, produces sweat and physical activity that is tiresome.
Masturbation.
Yeah, I would put masturbation as an Olympic event before I would put fucking Uno.
Gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and gaming also.
Yeah. So video gaming. You mean like guys that play Madden? I know they have those like Madden championships.
But they also have like this huge thing Twitch where people watch other people play video games.
I know. Kids are really into that.
But that's not even your generation.
No, that's below.
Yeah, I don't understand watching people play video games. That is fucking mind-boggling.
It's also with no funny commentary. Like, I want to get involved with it, but actually add funny commentary. But, like, the kids are really just... Like, my nephew showed me one. He's 11, and it was just a kid just playing and narrating what he was doing. And, man, my nephew watched that shit for, like, 3 hours. Just the guy being like...
Yeah.
I'm going to go over here now. I think there's a pretty cool sword that's in this cabinet. I haven't been in this house before, but I'm going to just kind of
Oh, shit. Okay, so what I need to do now is go back and find the scepter that got me to this world. But as you all know, like, the scepters are really tough to find in this quadrant. Shit.
And all the names are like Pussy Punisher 72. And you're like, Gabe's dude, really, you're 8 years old,
yeah,
Pussy Punisher.
My friend Gabe's really good at this level, but his name is Anal Queef 69.
Yeah.
But,
speaking of anal queefs,
Jesus.
We haven't talked about that person you had thrown out of the Laugh Factory the other night.
Yeah.
Adam Ray.
She was an anal queef.
Adam,
AQ this one.
When I walked in, you were basically asking her what her fucking problem was.
Yeah.
And then she said, my problem is that you're not that funny.
Yeah. Which sticks and stones may break my bones.
Yeah.
But your words, they hurt a little bit.
But your pussy's really stinky. Yeah. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. So funny. The modern adaptation.
Yeah.
I don't lose my cool on stage 99% of the time.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I've gotten good at just trusting myself. I've been in so many awful situations that I've dug myself out of that, just like anything, you get better at dealing with that thing if you see it. So
yeah.
The amount of bar shows in which I've battled hecklers and drunks and noise and just... And made it, because I remember those first few bar shows I did when I was like, oh, they're not even listening. There's tables of people, there's chatter. It's fight or flight. You're either going to let that overpower you or you're going to make them listen.
Right.
And you just saying screaming and shut up is not the way to do it. You got to start getting laughs. And anyway, enough of those situations to where I was like, okay, I can handle anything. And I also now go out of my way to if I hear people talking, you have a choice to ignore it. And these two girls were talking. The moment I got up there and I go, all right, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Give them a chance to shut up. And they didn't. And then about 15 of my 20-minute set, they're still talking. And then they get shushed. You know what? I have the audio. I wonder if I should play part of it. So these girls are getting shushed.
We'll post it on the fan book page.
Okay,
Facebook
great.
Page.
They're getting shushed. And I go, oh, you ladies are getting shushed like that. What's going on? Now they're affecting the...
Can you... My wife is calling and messing up the feed. Can you just press decline?
She did it last week. That's an adorable picture of your wedding, though.
That's us at our wedding, yeah.
It's adorable.
That's stupid.
Uh-oh.
I mean, she's so stupid. Not now. You don't want to update it. Not now, yeah. Okay, now that, yeah, we're back.
All right, we're back.
All right.
So they're getting shush, right? And I go, all right, well, this is not good. Now you're distracting the rest of the show. Now you're impacting the people who have paid to see the show. And it's PK's birthday, and it's packed, and it's a great crowd. Everything was going great up until that point. So then I start asking what's going on, this and that. And I'm like, what were the contents of your conversation? Again, trying to get some info so that I can then put it to rest.
Yeah.
And guess what? 8 out of 10 times, the people go, I'm so sorry for talking. We were sorry. Like, and they go, we don't want any part of this, so sorry.
Yeah.
Or they'll go, we were actually talking about the joke you just said.
And even it's
so
funny.
Even if that's bullshit, whatever. Still, okay, cool. Residual laughter and discussion I get after a joke. Well, I can move on from that. But they go, they didn't say anything, and they just stared at me. And I go, well, that's not how this is going to work. See, like, you can be silent, but we're not moving on from this fucking moment until you guys start talking.
Yeah.
Because I have the mic, and this is my show right now. And then she goes, we were actually saying, honestly, that you weren't very funny. Which she came at it with a very, like, oh, I need to, which is not what she was saying. But she, in the moment, felt threatened.
And she lashed out.
Because I looked down at them through the set, and they were laughing. So that was bullshit. So then I go, okay, cool. And everyone goes, ooh. And I was like, all right, that's fine. I can take that. Comedy's subjective.
Yeah.
But you are distracting and ruining the experience for other people. And then they kept getting into it, blah, blah, blah. And then I dropped the C word. And then people start chanting,
yes.
Jerry.
That was the best part. When you dropped the C word, which... I don't know why.
It's a power move.
We're not allowed to use that word.
It's a great word. I had long chats with Dom Herrera about this. It's one of the greatest words.
Cunt.
It's just a great. There's a lot in it. There's it's great. It should be. We need to find a positive, a positive connotation for it because
it's a great word.
It's a great word. Who doesn't like? I mean, there's a lot of power to it. It's fun. It's fun to
sounds funny.
Yeah, it does sound funny.
Yeah, it really does. It rhymes with a lot of things.
Bunt.
Yeah, hunt. Grunt.
Runt.
Yeah.
But those aren't the CU has a lot of
the best,
and the
best.
Unt. It's just how many
when they started chanting Jerry,
yeah.
was amazing.
It was incredible. And that guy, too, was great because I was like, dude, because one guy started it.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, you so badly have wanted to attend a Springer taping and have never gained access to tickets and was like, I got to do the chant somewhere in a public setting because it seems like a lot of fun and I want to be a part of that, which is so true. He probably
they went
was just
crazy.
Like, yeah. And then a little more banter back and forth. And then I gave her, and then I kind of shut it down. And then I went back to it. And then I, the whole time with the notion of like, don't kick her out. Like, don't, I've kicked out one other person in Sacramento and I ended up buying, actually it was four women. I kicked them all out and I bought the whole room shots and I was almost going to do that night. And I kind of wish I would have.
But you were like, I'm going to pay your bill. I'm going to pay your bill. And there was two of them. Tell them how much the bill was.
$200. So not only were they hammered and
you could have bought four of those beans and rice with that.
Yeah. You know what I also failed to, touche. You know what I also failed to recognize is that they walked out and they were giving hugs to all their friends who they were sitting so far away from. So it's like, clearly there was like, you guys got placed in a different section. Their friends were in the VIP booth. There was room for them. They were not included. So clearly that was already an indication of like, We friends with you, but like
not really.
You're
friends
also known
with you.
For pulling some shit, and we want to be at a booth far away from that. So then,
but then you went. Here's the thing: after they got walked out, here's where I mean, and you're a good guy, man, because you went out and tried to make a little peace with them.
Yeah,
and she was not having
it. Well, so when I kicked them out, so then it was like Erica, the manager, so sweet, went up at first and tried to talk to him, and I go, all good, I got this. Because in my head, I'm like, I do got this.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna sweeten this out, and we'll move on from it. And when it didn't happen, then I was like, and then she just kept, and look, this is the thing that people in the audience maybe don't understand because they're just innately thinking it, that like, they're looking to us to be like, you're in control, man.
Yeah.
Like, you need to handle this. We trust you. Like, if the moment we feel like we don't trust you, like, I'm not going to laugh at your shit. I'm not going to go along whatever you do. But I had been having a great set, so everybody was on my side. And I also gave her attempts and was trying to kill her with kindness, keeping the audience on my side. So when I basically really was just like, had the ultimate, like, and how it played out, like if I was going to kick her out, there was going to be no issue from the crowd.
The crowd loved it.
So then I was like, no, I shouldn't. I go, Erica, and she said one more thing. She goes like, thank you very much. The girl was like, thank you very much, but like, I'm talking to my friend. You're not funny. Like, that's it. And whatever it was. And dude, then something just bubbled inside of me. And I don't know if it was like sixth grade girlfriend dumping me or fucking no real closure for my parents fucking split up, whatever it was, the Sonics fucking still not over that, whatever it was, like just bubbled up. Also, I got very defensive for stand-up comedy.
Dude,
and that
you know what you said, you go, it's all right guys, I'm not gonna throw out. Yes, I am. I'm gonna throw out.
Yeah, there was a pause.
You paused a half a second and you were like, yes I am, I'm gonna throw out. But you know what I started thinking about as I was watching you, and now that you're saying it, I don't think that's the one part of being an athlete. I don't think I could keep my, when people are screaming, fuck you, you suck, and you're on the court.
Oh, just to walk off peacefully?
Yeah, I don't know, because you've been at a couple games where people, they get fucking hammered.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have the intestinal fortitude, not just to turn and be like, you know what, suck my, you know what I mean?
Well, like, that's why these guys, with the umps, it's like, if you're going to get thrown out, like, go, that's why, you know, the guys that just are like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
Like,
they do get their money's worth. But by the way, I think the baseball umpires start more of those fights.
That's power trips. Their
eyeball.
Job is so boring.
They eyeball. Yeah. You can't eyeball those guys. And when they walk, if the pitcher doesn't like the call, a lot of umps eyeball them as they walk off the field.
Yeah.
And you're basically challenging that grown man.
Umps are like some of these cops that just are beating people
at the
for
mall.
No reason. I want to play the audio.
Umps are mall are people, the security guards at the mall.
They're the worst.
Is this you kicking her out?
Yeah.
Do you record everything?
I try to, yeah.
Which one is it?
All right.
I'll pay for it, vodka tonics or whatever, and then you just get a little, just overly, just
is this
what I feel tonight.
I go, you guys, this could be.
It's coming.
I go, this isn't you. This is probably a bad version of yourself. You got too drunk.
You were giving her an out.
Yeah. Maybe you're on a lot of cocaine right now. I don't know. So I don't know what it looks like.
That's a lot.
So at this point, I'm 10 minutes into giving them chances.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
You know, take her back to Hungary with you.
Oh, there was that guy from Hungary right up front. What did I miss? So
Well, enjoy the rest of the show. There will be, and you know, I'm very confident that the next few comedians will connect with you on something.
This is where you snapped a little bit. Right here, you started to get
your sucker.
Yes. Yeah.
Was it?
This is it.
I mean, should we
kick her out?
No, we should leave her here, right? The word is out now.
And this is where you were like, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, you know what? Get the fuck out of here.
Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye bye. Here's what I really get.
And the rest of the show is going to be great. I don't like your energy. Yeah, you guys don't have to pay. You stand up and take your belongings.
First of all,
wait.
And you can yell about me all you want. Seriously, I don't give a shit. This is bullshit. This is not how you should act. Comedy is the greatest living art form on the planet. And you're fucking disrespecting me.
Are you fucking wrecked her? Do you know what, though?
It's PK's birthday.
Okay. Here, I have an idea.
I'll pay for your drinks.
Yeah. I consider that to be a good call.
Yeah.
At the end of every podcast,
yeah.
I think you and I will pick yeah. our favorite calls.
I love that.
From any sports.
Yes.
And then you know
and
what?
Why you picked it.
And why you picked
everybody
it.
Everybody has, if you're a sports fan, especially across the board,
yeah.
either you know where you are when you heard a call or whether you heard it live or afterwards. But I think we need to be picking ones that we've watched enough games and.
You pick any. And we'll play them at the end of the podcast. And then we want you guys to use our email, goodcallpod@gmail.com and send in links for your favorite call, sport calls.
With your personal story attached.
Yeah.
Like what call do you have
an attachment to?
Yeah.
And then
why?
Send us the link and then we will read your explanation and play the call at the end of the podcast.
I love that.
What do you think about that?
It's a great idea.
I also think we should morph it if people start running out of and we'll start to make our
reenact.
Own calls.
Maybe
reenact.
They, yeah, but then we need to get, you know, like the you can't just do it a cappella. You got to have the ambiance of the game
yeah.
and everything. And it's
like,
also way better
like
to
1940s
see it.
Radio shows.
Yeah.
That's yeah. a horse running around the bases. I don't
Jesus.
That was it was a little off. I don't know what this was exactly. I'm not great with voices,
it sounded
buddy.
Like somebody like opened a soda pop and then like stumbled down the stairs. Yeah.
That's, yeah, I just had a Fresca.
wow.
A cool, refreshing Fresca. What, do you have, like, for me, and I haven't had a soda in probably 15 years.
Good for you.
But I remember the last soda I had. Oh, fucking, there's nothing
what
like.
What was it?
It was a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Out of the fountain. A fountain Coca-Cola. Now, my brother says Coca-Cola out of the bottle.
Yeah.
The best. But a fountain Coca-Cola.
Yeah, soda is, I mean, it's not that great.
I bet you if I had some right now, it would be the best thing I've ever had because I haven't
15
had
years.
Yeah, and I haven't had sugar since February 10th.
Jesus.
Yeah, buddy, it's been a fucking.
Why?
You know what? It was the best thing
out.
That ever happened to me.
No sugar.
Best and worst. Now, the bad thing is that I smoke so much weed, as you can see with my.
Yeah.
Weedos. I smoke so much weed, nobody gets high and is like, where's the almonds? You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, fucking
no,
pass the cashews.
Pass the cashews.
But I have to be creative, man.
Yeah.
I got to be a little creative. But
sugar's in a lot of stuff, huh?
Everything.
Wow. So what can you eat?
I probably.
Beans and rice.
$50 beans and rice. I still can't believe that cost $50.
Well, you just got to get over it.
I mean, I already spent
it. You got it. You're going to eat it.
And when, you know what's crazy? It's going to be cold when I just eat it.
Yep.
So I just beans and rice, $50.
Cold beans and rice.
That'd be a great name for a band.
Cold beans and rice?
Yeah. Don't you think so? It's a ska band.
They wouldn't be the headliner.
It's a ska band. I don't know if that's ska.
Was that
I'm not doing
trumpet
so,
or trombone?
Both. That's the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Yeah.
You never, on board for a Mighty Mighty Bosstones?
Never had a knock on wood?
Yeah. You
never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who had.
Oh, I went up. You went. I can't wait for. Listen, I'm going to lose whatever bet this is. I'm assuming you've been on fire.
3-1, yeah.
You're 3-1. What song do you think you will make me sing? And
I'm gonna go romantic ballad, like love ballad, like maybe some Endless Love.
I like that idea, and are we going all out costume and everything or just singing it?
Yikes.
Because if it's truly humiliating somebody.
Yeah, I think you gotta, yeah.
I think
a costume that coincides with the song choice for sure.
So do you get to pick the costume and the song? Because
yeah.
I think potentially that could be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or no, the song. And then I think you just need to like bring
go
it.
Go all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go all in and
bring it. And bring it. And I think. I for me, I don't want to spoil, but
yeah.
And it has to be a song that is in the range,
yes,
or it doesn't have to. Like, you're going to pick a Mariah Carey song that you can't sing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So is it a song that has to be in the range, or it doesn't fucking matter?
I mean, I think, you know, not that we need to go back and, like, check out our old, like, you know, High School Musical tapes to see, like, where our range lies. But, yeah, we should get to know each other's pipes so that you know
yeah,
what you're capable of. Because, yeah, I don't want you up there with Mariah Carey's, you know, Hero.
Yeah.
And you are just tanking
it. But you could throw me up there with an Enrique Iglesias' Hero.
Well, I would hope so.
I can be your hero, baby.
See?
Yeah.
Great.
I put a little mole on my face.
Yeah, that might be the move.
I mean, I think, okay, I'm on board for that. And I will tell you, I am terrible. I'm a terrible gambler.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible at bets for whatever reason. You know, you know you're lucky in different parts of your life.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm good at? I have good luck at? When I used to be out looking to rent an apartment or a house, I always had good luck finding a great place, great location, cheap. It was like, you know, I always bumped into like 80-year-old women who were like, is this what you're supposed to still charge? I'm like, yeah, $80 a month. Yeah.
Whoa, you're swindling old employees.
No. But that's what they charge. They never raise the rent. They've had the property for 60 years,
by
right?
By the way, so sad. It's, if you get to a point where you're just like running anything and you're like, is this how to do it? Like, you're like, oh boy. You're getting taken advantage of left and right.
Well,
how much was your rent? $35 and a high five?
I've had some pretty good, but conversely, I have terrible luck with bets of any kind.
Okay.
And cars, I don't have great luck with.
I strangled somebody in a moving vehicle over a bet about DuckTales.
What do you mean
ago.
You strangled somebody?
One of my best friends, we got into a fight about DuckTales, right?
Is this before or after you got arrested and beat up in the same day?
Arrested and beat up? Oh, Rosarito?
Yeah.
This is before that. This is 2 years prior. This is freshman year of college, 2001. And I'm in a car coming back from San Francisco, and we went to see the USC-Stanford game, which is like called the Weekender. And usually it's every year it's up there or it's down here in LA. And so people make the trek, and it's a big party weekend, a lot of fun. So we're coming back. We start talking about DuckTales. My buddy goes, Jeff Neiman, he goes, yeah, there's who's that other character on there? And I go, there's a villain called Flintheart Glomgold. He's like the
What's
Irish
his name?
Flintheart Glomgold. He's the villain to Scrooge McDuck, right?
Yep.
Always trying to steal his money.
Okay.
My buddy goes, no, that's not the guy. I go, no, that's the guy. There's the villain. He goes, no, I'm thinking of somebody else. I go, well, that's fine, but there is that character. He goes, no, there's not. I go, you fucking out of your mind? I know what I'm talking about. I go, let's bet. He goes, all right. I go, $5, because I know I'm right. It's going to be easy, and I don't want you to lose a lot of money. We bet. Then moments later, after discussing it, he goes, oh, yeah, that guy. I forgot about that guy. Yeah. And I go, cool, man. Well, I'm glad you now know. And also pay up. He goes,
yeah,
I'm not paying. He goes, I thought you were talking about another guy. I go, what? I go, but you made the bet and you lost. So whatever you thought.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't pay up. And whatever reason.
By the way, that's not a good dude.
For whatever reason.
Nope.
I got furious and we're in the car and I just went from 0 to 60 real quick. And
did you say you went from Jew to 60?
0 to 60.
Oh, I thought you said, that's a great saying. I went from Jew to 60.
And so I just, I tried to contain myself and control it. And then I was just like, whatever. And we laughed it off and this and that. And then he gets on the phone with a high school buddy and he's like, I made this bet with my buddy about DuckTales. Yeah. No, he's being a fucking idiot. Yeah. And just doing that right next to me. And so then I just smacked the phone out of his hand. And by the way, he's a shorter, nebbishy, Jewy, like just a little, like almost, he's got Lord of the Ring qualities to his body shape.
Yeah, a little hobbity.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I grab.
More hobbity or elvish?
Hobbity.
Okay.
I grab his neck and pin it up against the wall. I've never strangled anybody or anything.
And you said, give me the fucking ring, Frodo.
And I fucking, against the ring, and he starts screaming. He goes, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, you're ruining our friendship over fucking DuckTales. I go, you fucking say that you fucking, like, whatever it is. Like, pay up the $5. And then I yell, and then he pushes me off him, and I go to my buddy Dave. I go, pull over the car. He goes, what? I go, pull over. Dude, I'd never been so angry in my entire life. And
did you say, get out of the car, motherfucker?
Yeah, so he pulls over, and I go, get out. I go, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. He goes, what? We get out. And at this point, I go, I know I'm not going to do anything. Now this is just, like, for show.
Right.
And I just, like, I want to now, like, create a little bit of fear in him, and then we'll get back in the car.
And so he gets out, and I start rolling my sleeves up, and he goes, dude, please, like, fucking don't hurt. Like, what are you? And I just go, and I start laughing, and I give him a hug, and he goes, what the fuck, man? I go, dude, it was just crazy. I go, I did get angry in the car, but now, like, I'm definitely over it. But I just wanted to see you kind of whimper for a minute.
Can I tell you, you know what I like the most about that story?
Yeah.
Is that your pre-fight move is to roll up your sleeves.
Yeah. I saw it in movies, man. I saw it in movies.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah, here we go.
I saw Tom Cruise do it once.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking... Just let me roll up. Let me cuff my jeans,
that's
too.
That's an 80s fight move.
Yeah, the rolling of the sleeves. Yeah. Uh-huh. Take off your shirt. Now, can you please... Now, our mutual friend, Dave Strumpf.
Dave Strumpf, who works for the Dodgers.
And the Lakers.
Yeah.
Will you please tell us the story of you being robbed and arrested in the same day?
Yeah.
And how old were you? And because he was like, I go, will you tell me? He goes, make him tell you.
Yeah, Dave, great guy. Dave, actually, that's how I think I knew of you first, because Dave worked at Fox Sports for a little bit, and him and I did this video, this Vuvuzela video for the World Cup, which YouTube that. Adam Ray, Vuvuzela, is great. Basically went around terrorizing people with Vuvuzela in places you shouldn't do it. And I got harassed and smacked in the mouth.
Did you get smacked in the mouth?
Yeah, some guy was blowing it in his ear on Hollywood Boulevard, and he just turned around and fucking smacked it. Well, it was still in my mouth, and, like, you know, I got lucky. It didn't.
That's one of those things, like,
the plastic didn't, you know, slice my lip.
And you want to get mad, but then you're like, well, no, you're I, like, was blowing, yeah, I was yeah. blowing
I'm
it.
I'm trying to get some comedy, but this is very abrasive.
Yeah, yeah.
So Dave, big sports guy, him and I bonded over that, sports comedy, and we go on this exchange, fraternity sorority exchange in Rosarito, Mexico. Have you been there? Probably not.
I have.
Should you? Yeah.
I used to run a business out of Mexico.
We'll put a pin in that. Rosarito, not a... Was it your peanut butter and jelly shop?
It had to do with belts and belt buckles. That's how I paid for my wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. All right.
So we go to Rosarito. That was the destination for this exchange. And actually, the resort was dope, and they had a cool little swanky town with some bars. Had a
Rosarito's not bad.
No, it had a very college vibe to it. And the resort was very like MTV Spring Break. And there were a lot of other parties and events there. Very young. I mean, did a beer bong in there for the first time. And, like, you know, girls were mud wrestling. My date mud wrestled.
Who did she mud wrestle?
Another one of her friends that was on the trip.
It's not a terrible thing.
No, it was incredible.
Okay.
And so we're, the girls are tired from mud wrestling, and they're like, we're going to stay in for a couple hours and, like, nap. And so myself and Strumpf and a few other guys are like, well, we're going to go into town. Senior Frogs is around there.
Yeah.
We're going to hit some of the bars. We're going to soak it up. We have drinks in our cups, right? We start walking out to the town. And little did I know that the cops in Rosarito prey on innocent, harmless, aloof Americans.
Yes.
So we're walking down the street. All of a sudden, I feel this arm just grab the back of my shoulder. And he goes, you want to come with me, sir? And I turn around and go, huh? And he goes, what's in that drink? And I go, chocolate milk? And he goes, bullshit. I go, what's going on? He goes, you can't drink out here. I go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually walking to a bar. I'm also of age. And it's just, it's in the cup. And I didn't know, but I will pour it out right here. He goes, no, you're coming with us. I go, what? Two other guys have cups. One of them threw it to the side real quick. So just my other buddy, Josh, and I with these cups. He goes, you guys are coming with us. He grabs my buddy Josh very physically. Josh, short, Samoan, shoves him into the car.
Into a cop car?
Into a cop car. I see that. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm not going in there. He's like, get in the car. I'm like, no. I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, we can have drinks outside. I didn't know the rules, but I knew this was, like, not right. I knew we were getting taken advantage of. So then he does some, like, some weird Vulcan nerve pinch thing where he goes, get in the car now. I go, no. And then he just, pressed down on, like, there's a part, I don't know.
He Spocked you?
He Spocked me. There's a spot definitely between your shoulders where, like,
it's the Spock spot.
You can crumble. And he did, like, some weird, like, beep, beep, like, Spock. And I just, like, dropped. Like, you know those toys you could, like, press the bottom of them and they would crumble?
Yeah.
You know, where they would flow, like.
I like that one where the whole thing just goes, whoop.
My body just did that, and then he just shoves me into the car. I look
he
at Josh.
He Pinocchio'd you.
He Pinocchio'd me. I fall into the car, and I'm like, what the fuck? And Josh's like, what's going on? I'm like, dude, we're going to die. The guy gets in the car, turns around, and takes off, like, 65 miles an hour in, like, a 20-mile-per-hour zone.
What's
like,
going through what's going through your brain? How old are you, 21?
Yeah.
What's going through your brain?
I'm like, this is it. I'm going to die in Rosarito.
Uh-huh.
By the way, I had been robbed about 2 hours before because I put my ATM card in an ATM machine and spaced out, kind of like looking around, like just as I'm waiting for it to like process, like looking to the left, Turn around, card was gone. Dude, somebody fucking Houdini just like slipped in.
Wait. You were still at the machine and someone took it? That is the fucking ballsiest. Yeah. I actually respect that.
For sure.
You know what? I kind of respect. Okay.
That's a quick move. Yeah. In and out. And so,
by the way, there had to be no hesitation in that move.
Nope.
He had to be like.
I didn't even feel or like no.
How long were you looking away? You couldn't have been looking away for more than 10 seconds.
If that. 7 or 8. So we're in this car. The guy's taking off top speed. We then all of a sudden. He gets on the speaker and he's talking. He's like, "Oh, Mr. McLean, yes, gracias." And then he fucking pulls up to a house party, and we're like, "What's going on?" He's like, "Picking up more people." I was like, "What?" Picks up these two kids from a house party. They sit in between us. Take off again, like 65.
Wait,
and
he's just
20.
Picking up people.
Yeah, these kids are in a house party. These kids are sitting in between us, and I'm like, "What's up, dude?" And
how old
like,
are they? American?
15, 16. No.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bust them for a house party. The guy goes in, pulls them out of there. I don't know what they were doing in there, but now they're in between us. So I'm like, oh, great. You're just adding more danger to this backseat. Like, yeah. Like, fuck. This is not a backseat that is full of people who are comfortable with what's happening. Takes off real fast and then just pulls over and goes, how much money do you guys have?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? He goes, how much money? Between us, we had like $110. He goes, you can either pay all of that right now or I'll take you to the jail and you will spend the next 4 days there. And I'm like, well, it's for sure not that. So, Josh, pay the man because I don't have anything on me because my ATM card was stolen by fucking David Copperfield. And so we get out right there, and we're miles away from our resort.
He didn't drive you back?
No way. So we walk back. I don't know. Fucking, it was at least like a 45-minute walk. We walk back. Everyone's like, what happened?
Were you near the strip club, Bada Bing?
Is that a strip club?
Yeah, Bada Bing is a strip club in Rosarito.
Hilarious. If we were, that would have been a great place to end the night. But no, we walked back, and we were just so thankful that we wouldn't get... I literally... The
idea did your date wake up and be like, let's go out?
She was out drinking at that point, so...
Okay.
Crazy. Definitely a flash. There was a moment, a legitimate moment. It was probably when he was taking off at high speeds where I was like, oh, like, they're... Like, I'd never been in a car that fast in such a small, like strip of like when you see like those Bourne Identity movies or a Mission Impossible movie when the cars are driving through like the streets of Rome and you're always like that does not look like a place that driving should be happening.
Yeah,
but these guys are doing it because they're fucking
bing,
living
bing,
on the
bing,
edge,
bing, bing,
bing, bing, all sorts of swerves and tight corners. So they're doing that. So I'm like, oh, at any moment somebody could step out into the line of sight.
No, I think they know better.
Yeah,
I almost got arrested in Mexico. Well. There was one time I was in Mexico. We were doing our business, and I was in Tijuana, right? Because the guy that we were doing business. Should I give you a brief backstory in the bit? Okay. Yeah. So my wife and I had, for 5 months before our wedding, we had probably $1,200 to our name.
Yeah.
And she was like, "This is the wedding I want," and I was like, "Fine." But we have $1,200. We had paid rent and everything for December, okay. But we didn't have enough coming into January, and I was like. Before we need to live January, February, March, and April and still pay for the wedding.
Yeah.
And she was like, she's really good at this shit, dude. So she was like, I need to kind of clear my brain. Let's go to Mexico for the day and let's just try to think of something. So we go down there and she saw a bunch of belt buckles and belts. And she was like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have them make belts and belt buckles. We're going to sell them. So we had someone put one together for us. And, you know, the belts are great leather and they'll engrave them for you.
Yeah.
And we had little belt buckles that had scorpions in them. We had ones that had tarantulas in them. We had ones that had like dried flowers in them.
It's always killer insects or.
Let me tell you something.
Or dry flowers.
We brought them back, but they weren't before. We brought them back to my friend who was in the clothing business here. I go,
these were your ideas to have.
Yeah. Okay. I said, if I can sell these, how much can I sell them for? And I said, could I sell anything for $50 each? He goes, no, but you could sell them for $350 each. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, this is Los Angeles. Nobody's buying that for $50. But if you tell them it's worth $350, they'll buy it. And I was like, no way. He goes, take it to Fred Siegel right now. Take it down there. Tell him it's a handmade belt, which it was, hand-stitched, which it is. It's personally engraved on the back. You can have anything. Mine said El Guapo on the back because I'm a big Three Amigos fan. And he said, tell him about the handmade belt buckle. Tell them they buy it for $150 and can sell it for $350 in their store.
Now, did you sell them for more than that to your easily
$150?
Well, to your landlord at the time. Is this enough money? Yeah, $2,000 is perfect. I thought you said $350. This is $350, Eldred.
Hey, can you? We're low battering in it. So,
we got about five
minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You got this.
What was I talking about?
The belts.
Oh. Oh,
belt
so
business.
I'm in Tijuana. I won't give you the whole belt business story because that won't be 5 minutes. I'm in Tijuana. So we're there for the belt. I'm meeting my guy to make buckles and belts. And I'm walking by a strip club and it's 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Dude, and I'm walking to the coffee and he goes, "Hey, man." I go, "Hey," he goes, "You want women?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Do you want women?" And I go, "Plural? Yeah. What do you mean?" And he goes, "Come on inside." And I go, "The strip club?" And he goes, "Yeah." I go, "It's 10 o'clock. And he goes, "There's girls in there." And I go, "Nah, that's all right." And he goes, $20, anything you want." And I go, "Jesus." "Nah." And he goes, $15, anything you want." I go, "Nah." And he goes, $10. And I was like, "Well, now I got to walk inside." Do you know what I mean? Like, I got
to. He was going to go down to 5, maybe less.
But in my brain, what do I want to know? I want to know two things.
Come in, anything you want. Let me watch.
Yeah. Come in. Right. Listen, let me just, as long as I can jerk you off at the same time.
Wow.
Here's what are two things that what I want to know. One, what does a 10 a.m. stripper look like? Two.
Depends.
What does a $10 10 a.m. stripper look like?
Well, that's the real question.
Right. So I was like, well. So, and I had $40 in my hand. I go, "So for $40, he goes, "Four women, whatever you want."
Oh my God.
And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm walking in. But, you know, I have to see what's going on." So I walk in and the 10 a.m. stripper looks pretty much what you're, the 10 a.m. Tijuana stripper.
Okay.
There was the two different types.
That can't be like the, like that's not the shift people are.
Well, there was the 10 a.m.ers who were still working from last night. Who probably looked good last night at midnight.
Okay.
But at 10 a.m., like one of them, their shirt was like, it was two buttons off because they had probably put it on and taken it off so many times.
Oh, God.
And so there was a bunch of them who looked like they had just been dragged behind a truck.
Okay.
And then there were a bunch of just like moms who had their kids with them.
Wow.
So on one side was like a nursery where a bunch of kids were coloring and shit. And then when somebody walked in, they would pull
the
drape.
Anything you want. I want to finish that fucking.
They would pull the drape. Yeah, let me.
In.
What's going on with the puzzle over there with the snow mountains?
Can I finish that puzzle? Is that one of my four wishes?
They would close the curtains and they'd close the curtains when somebody walked in, and I was like, "So what's the deal?" And I was like, the guy goes, "Do you want a lap dance?" And I was like, "I don't know." And so there was one woman. There was this one woman who I go, "Yeah, I'll watch her dance." And she goes, "Oh, can we dance over here? My son is right there." And I was like, "I'm leaving." Yeah, I was like, "I'm not going to stay.
Wow.
I don't need to. That's not good for me."
No.
And so, because I was like, "I don't mind giving a little money away. I got to wait an hour for this illegal dude to come down and do his illegal stuff with the belts and buckles." And then the guy who ran the club goes, "This is not for you." I go, "Nah, it's not for me." I go, "It's a little. And he goes, "Come back at 5. And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Maria, whoever, I guess." He goes, "Maria comes in then." I go, "Should I know who Maria is?"
And he goes, She's the one that sets up our early screenings of West Side Story.
He goes, "You don't know Maria?" I go, "No." And he goes, She shoots ping pongs out of her chocha. And I go,
chocha meaning
pussy.
Yeah.
And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he was like, "See, there's marks. There was a bullseye on the ground. And she would shoot it and land the fucking."
Can I be honest? You're an asshole if you don't find that skill impressive.
I was so impressed that I was like, "Hey."
You could have said she shoots it out of her mouth. I'd still be like, "Hell yeah." Like, there is skill to be developed with accuracy and speed, but it's coming out of a place that I don't even know ping pong balls could go into.
She would put 3 in at a time. She had a couple in the chamber. And she she would be able to push them to the side like a chipmunk, I don't know, and just fucking storm for the winner and then shoot them out. But I went back at 5. I called Beth. I'm like, "Hey, I got to stay." She's like, "Why?" I go, "Well, apparently this woman has crazy ping pong accuracy with her vagina, and I'm going to have to stay and watch."
And to which your wife said,
"Okay, I'll see you later tonight."
Well, that's what you call right there a solid marriage.
Because she knows. I'm not sexually attracted to a
vagina.
I just.
You want to see it.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you pick out. Do you have a favorite sports call?
We'll do it for the next one. Yeah, all right. Set it up. Yeah.
We'll set it up.
Yeah.
And guys, so here's the deal. We are also going to, for a young podcast, we have some pretty exciting things that could be brewing.
Yep.
And we're going to have some pretty fucking exciting guests. And remember, email us at goodcallpod@gmail.com because this is new for us too. Like, I don't know about what it was like with Brad, but for my podcast that I do, it takes a little while to figure out what we do.
Find your legs.
Yeah. Find your legs. Yeah. So if there are things that you like, email us and let us know. If there are things that you don't like, email us and let us know.
Tweet at
Good Call Pod.
Right.
Is that what it is?
You made it.
I know I made it, but it's on my phone.
Probably good call, Pod.
Yeah, good call, Pod. Yeah. One maybe.
Shit.
Because
good call,
I think
Pod was taken.
Maybe.
Yikes.
Just yeah. If you Google good, I mean, if you put good call into Twitter, it's up there. And so follow us on there. And yeah, we got some fucking exciting, like
some really cool stuff. Some amazing guests lined up. Like we're starting to dip into that world. And
yeah, and if there are some sport guests that you would like to hear us have on. Between the two of us,
yeah.
We may have an inroad.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tweet us or email us. And buddy, I just want to say, and I know you got to go. I hadn't seen you on stage.
Yeah.
Very impressed with you on stage, man.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Your control of the stage, combined with your likability, is like really impressive, man. Like, and that's why you didn't lose any of those people the other night. You could have called her every name in the book, but your control, and you didn't lose your cool, and you're so fucking likable the way you did it. I was really impressed.
Oh,
even
nice.
Using the C word, even kicking her out, you still had everybody, even her friends, on your side.
Yeah.
That's not a skill everybody has, dude. So
thanks,
congratulations.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you also don't want those things sometimes to go to feel like they went according to plan, because now I'm like, all right, well, got a little high off that little fucking moment.
It's great,
like,
dude.
Might be kicking out people every show. Just to ride that high for a minute.
Why not? Right at the beginning of every show. I don't like the way your face looks.
Just angry. Yeah, like, Adam, I think you're going about this wrong. They're not coming at you. Yeah, she looked at me weird.
You know what? You're not going to like this show. I just ordered a margarita. You're not going to like it. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right. So email your favorite calls with your personal story. We'll start getting into that.
Good call, Pod.
I mean, still so much more to be talking about on the NBA free agency front. I mean, but next week we can dive more into that with the amount of crazy contracts that are being thrown at people who are arguably worth it and not worth it, more so not worth it.
Yeah.
Just because of the salary cap going up.
You know what else we were thinking about doing?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Well, baseball game all-star break, baseball all-star.
You go to the game?
Yeah. And so we need to talk
about.
It's very exciting. We need to talk about bucket list games, sporting events.
There's bucket list for me tomorrow. I'm sitting on the Green Monster in Fenway. That's bucket list for me.
Right,
and I'm bringing my son. So it's like a combination.
Well, next week I will have done the All-Star game and you will have done that and we'll talk about
it. And also what we're thinking about doing is maybe, you know, we seem to go in and out and we lose.
Yep.
What we might do is like almost like, pardon the interruption used to do, when Reali at the end. Used to list, recap.
If we
jump off of topics, Brian, we might have you keep track.
Stories we didn't finish. We're getting better.
And we'll go back to finish them.
Yeah.
But I think we are getting better.
Great.
All right, guys. Love you. Later. Eat some Weedos.